join the discussion. Beer gang, beer gang, what you wanna know? Beer gang, beer gang, welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Beer Gang Podcast. I am your host, Justin. In the studio with me, we have Kevin.
What's good, world?
And we also have, for season two, who's going to be here every single episode, we have Andrew O'Bright.
What up, what up?
Dude, this is a great episode. I'm so glad to be back behind the mic. I know everybody else is glad to be back behind the mic. It's been a long time coming. So look, man, on this episode, we are going to get into a handful of stuff, man. We got some bearded stigma stuff we're going to get into. We've got a freaking awesome segment that you got to stay tuned for. The Beards, Bears, Battlestar Galactica.
I'm excited.
You got to listen to find out what that's about, man. And then Beardspirations, bro. Beardspirations. I'm so excited about that one. That one makes me happy, and I know it's going to make y'all happy. So we're going to cut to a music break right quick, and when we come back, we're going to get into it. Welcome back, y'all. So, you weren't here last time, Kevin, when I started, but I started with these. And I think it's a pretty solid start.
I wasn't here.
You were still trying to figure out what part of the car to record in.
Oh my god. I was moving seat to seat.
You're like,
dude, that's such bullshit, dude, because that blanket conversation, I can't say blanket again, and you guys pretend like you don't know that was his name now. You can't fake it. I don't know. Could you?
Dude.
That was so funny, dude.
anytime anybody says blanket, all I can think of is blanket.
I know. That's it. Yep. From here on out, you'll just be like, blanket? I looked
so
up
what you
name.
Got there, Andrew? What you got there?
This?
Yeah. What is that?
Just regular vape.
Oh, just reg?
It's a
nicotine. Just a reg? Oh, come on,
the
dude.
Regular vape.
Oregano. Oh, so Andrew.
Oregano. I still got the same guy that we were.
Oh, okay, good.
Favorite on that.
That's all that matters. So, Andrew, I got a task. Gang activity, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
Let's hear.
Gang activity. Yeah. Because I said homework, dude, and he got intimidated. No, it's not homework.
And I don't care who you are. If you're like, dude, do you want to get involved in gang activity?
Yes.
Anybody's going to be like, I'm in.
Yeah. You may ponder it. Like, I got to work. Fuck it. Gang activity. Let's go.
Gang activity.
Paint some shit.
All right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
You know what? That's a job I've been waiting to quit.
Let's stop. So we used to talk about just stop or whatever. I want you to come up with like obvious things that like bug the shit out of you. Like that's Andrew's bright. Here's a bright idea. Get out of the fucking fast lane.
Yeah,
you don't have anywhere to be. Yeah,
oh,
like
man.
Something. Yeah, just start curating a list, and we'll week by week we'll alternate. We'll do our own segments. But that's one I think. Will
right, be so here's a bright idea. Use your fucking blinker.
Here's a bright idea. Put your headphones on. Hit me.
Dear,
okay.
Dear, that's what I hear. Dear BMW owners, use your blinker.
Here's a bright idea. Yeah. I think that shit'll be great.
All right.
So just ponder
great.
On
I'm
that.
The angry guy. I got
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Dude,
it's your name.
And like, don't hold back. Yeah. And don't hold back.
I'm gonna lock the key to a successful week. Unlock the key. Cause you know, Mr. Lockery, that's my name, and people don't know how to say my name. So they're going to learn, whether it's Queb, Mr. Lockery, Kevin Lockery, that's who I am. We're going to unlock some keys here. So
yep, or hear me out, you need to get this locked down.
That's a different kind of lock. It's a different kind of lock.
Yeah, because I guess you don't want to marry everything.
No, you can't.
Lock it down.
That's
marry
not,
it.
Yeah, we're not part of that tribe. So yeah, just one, one wife.
And see, he said fun wife. I don't. My last name doesn't go with anything.
Dude, you're just a sick ass quarterback who starred in.
Or
Ace Ventura.
Just
Laces
in time.
Out over here.
You kissed Ray
just
Finkel.
In time.
Just in time. Oh, that's God. A good one. Yeah.
Dude, that was a great movie.
So classic.
And he's like, "Do you have a candy bar in your pocket, or is that your gun?"
Oh, it was great.
What movie is that?
Ace Ventura.
That was Ace Ventura.
Yeah, dude, I saw it. I saw a reel the other day where someone was – Dan Marino was doing a live like conference, just asking questions. And yep. Some dude really said, what did you feel like when you found out that was Einhorn? Like, Finkle is Einhorn. Finkle is Einhorn.
This is recent?
Yes.
This is recent?
Yes. And he just started laughing. And he was like, I get asked that all the time. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It was good. It was good.
Dude, that was a great movie, too.
I know. Ace Ventura had some bangers. I mean, yeah, Jim Carrey.
Dude, but what's his name? Jim Carrey, man. He's getting.
Dude, his beard is epic, too. Does he still have it?
Yeah, I was about to say,
oh, my God.
Yes. Yes,
let's
dude,
let's
yes.
give him his own segment. Golly, and a round of applause.
Yeah,
because that is
him and Tom Green probably have two of the best, or might be my two best celebrity beards that aren't like a basketball player. Because James Harden beard is still pretty fire.
Yeah. I brought that up on the last conversation we had. Yeah, I remember you right. dove down that.
Well, luckily that last conversation never did get recorded.
I know there was so many good gems, so we'll bring them back.
Dude,
it's all good.
We will. It's like episode 2, volume 2.
Another one.
Podcast.
But yeah, so you had some other segments. What we'll do is we'll take a quick little break, and then we'll come back. Yeah, we'll come back with one of Webb's first segments.
Smash it with the iProducers.
Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. Queb here, and I got some things I've been pondering, but most recently it's why isn't there more bearded people? The thing I was thinking of is why isn't there more bearded greeters? Why is it we always have elderly? Is it like a home release thing? Like where they can get out of the home for a couple hours and they just like greet us?
Did you just fucking say a home release, bro?
I'm curious.
They're not in prison.
Nursing home release.
They're not in prison.
But it's called a home. Like we put Granny down. We don't take her to like a farm.
You don't put Granny
not,
down.
Okay, we're not.
Granny
that's not
down,
what I'm
bro.
Talking about. Granny.
Relax.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Kevin Kevorkian.
Yeah, hold on,
here.
Guys. See, like you're going into another lane. Can we just stay right here?
When we take grandma to a farm where she can frolic with all of the other grandmas.
Okay. What do you want to call it then? Shady Oaks?
Dude, I promise you the greeters that work at Walmart aren't in a convalescent home.
Okay, so they have their own homes and they've just been doing this for when do you like what age do you have to be? To like, okay, all right, now, Betty, we're going to move
you to... As a person who worked there...
I think you have
as a to... As a person who worked there, you either had to have worked there for 25 years, which made you old, okay? Or you had to come in off the streets old. If you were a young greeter...
So I could just drop my grandma or grandpa off and be like, hey...
No, it's not a daycare. You're getting this confused. This isn't a
daycare. I didn't mean it like drop them off. I mean like they could come by and get a resume and they would fit the mold. Like they would be
your exact words were if I drop them off, they have to get employed. So they're going to have to
I'm going to wait for her like probably in the handicap spot, like right out front.
Don't get me wrong.
Wait. Are greeters being interviewed?
You see what I'm saying? If I just walk in old, like I think we're getting away from what I'm trying to like. I want a nice
bearded man
here. Like, hey,
all we do is put a piece
hand,
of glass. You put a piece of glass next to their face. If it fogs up, they're in. No, I'm just playing. They're in. No, I mean, they have to like know when to come in. They can't be like so old. Like nobody in hospice is a greeter. Those two don't intersect.
See, that's.
Those two don't intersect.
Sickest?
Usually you go from a greeter to hospice. No, I'm just
straight to hospice.
Straight
to hospice. There's no in between.
Yeah.
That's,
dude, you don't live a life after being a greeter. It's not like it's not like you retire from being a greeter. You just you're a greeter and then you die.
Yeah, you're like you're not right? Like I'm going to greet on the professional circuit. I mean, it's like
yeah. Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we got on to the old people. It's only old people.
That was you.
Why isn't no? You took it there. Okay, listen. All right. Why isn't there more bearded
It's not readers. Just old people.
Is it
not
though?
Just old people.
I feel like if you work at Home Depot, you should like not sexist. Like you should have
and
a beard. Like that.
And don't take
it,
this the wrong way. And again, I'm not here to offend anybody. But a lot of times it's people who like aren't abled. It's not just old people. It's like dude who
you're
like
not able to do anything
have,
besides wave at, and say hello.
Like, well, dude like doesn't have legs, so we're not gonna have dude
oh,
who has legs
I've
pushing carts.
I've never seen a lieutenant Dan at the front door.
Dude, you're not looking hard enough. You're not looking hard enough. Okay, it's because you're not. I don't know. You must be going to some nice ass Walmart. Okay, you get out there with the people's people.
Yeah,
you're
dude.
Gonna see some
yeah. South Florida,
readers.
Central Florida. Like, what do y'all got? Y'all got some like real cool grannies. Like what are they doing? What are they about?
Some of them don't have legs.
That's
some of them don't have arms.
Yeah.
Shit fucking happens. It's Florida. Shit happens. What I'm saying is, it's not just
there's a lot of gators.
I know. I'm trying to get the stigma of it's just old people that could be greeters. It's not that you don't have any toes, you can't stand right. We got you, bro. We got a spot. Walmart's got a spot for you at the front. We want you to be front and center, saying hello and goodbye to everybody.
Because I just don't feel like they have the same energy. They may be cute, you know, like people. That's what it is. When you're little, you're real little, you're
dude,
cute. And then
saying,
when you're old, you're cute. So it's like, oh, he's so
dude,
cute.
They're saying hello. They're saying hello and goodbye. I mean,
I know that, but I maybe I'm looking for a little more energy. I just maybe
really all they are is the first and last line of defense against theft.
Really, that's them. Like,
yeah,
like,
we're expecting the guy to roll his wheelchair in front of the guy who's stealing.
Gary,
that's what they expect.
No, it's just knowing that somebody's at the front
chases
door.
And tackles down a young lady in parking lot who steals a scrunchie.
80-year-old door greeter gets shanked by thief. It's like, that's what the story would be.
He died a hero.
He wasn't even trying to.
He died a greeter.
He wasn't even trying to stop him, dude. He just got ran into.
The cart guy was coming around the corner.
He said, wait. And then it was too late. Couldn't even say stop.
Oh,
stop
no.
didn't even come out.
Oh.
But anyways.
It's horrible.
So what? I think we really got.
Want to know why there's not more bearded greeters. Do y'all have any places that you just wish there were? I think that
it's,
beards.
It's got to be a stigma.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Like
what,
tattoos,
when did? Thank you.
Right?
That's my point. You're on in my mind. I was going to say, when did the tattoo stigma become a beard stigma? Like what, I mean, you can't keep it.
I think it was around the same time that somebody in the news was like, oh, beards are just as dirty as toilet bowls. Because I saw that at one time. And people are always like, three, 4 years ago. And people used to come up to me all the time and be like, hey, you heard that's really dirty. Like, no, this is the cleanest fucking part of my entire body. Trust me.
I wash it. I wash it almost twice a day.
Sometimes I go to the toilet bowl and I just wash it because I'm running low on water. But that's just conservation, okay? Like, I don't understand why you're worried about me.
That's when you get shit in your beard. That's what I said. I'm like, what do people think? We're at home, like going to the toilet. Like, man,
I just want to tell people that's what I'm doing. I'm yep. Swirling in my beard. Flush. Feels
like,
real
dude,
good.
Come on. Dude, I don't even let people touch it. I'm the only one who touches it.
Yeah. And there's been offers. Trust me.
Yep.
Hey, can I touch it?
Can I touch it?
No.
No.
That's
no.
inappropriate. I'm with
the
my
fuck
kids.
You cannot. And how dare you?
You want to know, like, probably the biggest beard misconception.
What's that?
Every single dude comes up to you and goes, you must get so many chicks. Like, nope, I just get a bunch of fucking you coming up and trying to talk
yeah.
to me.
So it's like, funny that you said that. I wish my wife was in the room. There was a guy who walked up to me in a Walmart. So first of all, when he's the way he's walking up, we're making eye contact. And I'm like,
no, he was not the greeter, I assume.
Mm-mm. No, he wasn't. He was another guy just shopping at Walmart. Yeah. No. I mean, it would have been way better if it was. But this dude, like, so he's walking towards me. We make eye contact. I'm in the fruit. I'm over by the grapes. I don't know if you know how Walmart is set up, but the grapes are, like, in those lowboys. So I got, I see him coming. We're making eye contact. And I'm thinking. So the first thing that's running through my head is, where the fuck do I know this dude?
Yep.
Right? Because nothing's worse than somebody walking up to you and you being like, I don't fucking. Yeah, hey, Chuck. Yep.
Dude, I duck people because I don't want to bring up a conversation. I'm just like, hey, I know.
Yeah, or
person.
You're like, hey, you don't know him. You're like, hey, you. You know what I mean? You don't really know their name.
Buddy.
You know? And so.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. How's it going? You got to.
You know, you're a buddy.
You don't know him. You have to jump them off first before they say anything.
Yep.
As soon as they walk up.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
if they say hey first, you're fucked. Because you're gonna have to be like, hey, Fred. I mean, you can't say hey you after they say
you
hey.
Walk right into it. No. Yeah. You got to catch it. I got it.
Or what I always do is I do the, what's up, bro? You know what I mean? Like come in for a handshake as bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're brothers now. Now we're going to the Thanksgiving together. We're shopping together.
Just
we're
made
bros.
It personal. Mm-hmm. Not only do you know them, like you know their people. Yeah. Like,
you're about to push your carts next to each other through Walmart.
Skip it.
What's really weird is the guy walks right past me and says, I'm going for the grapes. No, I'm just playing. I'm just kidding.
The worst story.
I'm kidding. So this dude walks up to me and no bullshit. He's like, hey, man, you're really rocking that beard, bro. It looks great. And like, what the fuck am I supposed to say?
Thanks.
To
I
this
put it
dude,
on this morning.
I don't know.
Wait, is this the first time that's happened to you? Is this the first time?
Yeah.
Like that.
I've always had people say, nice beard, cool beard, dope beard. But I've never had
I've got
a
nice
come
beard
up to
a
me.
Lot.
I thought
yep.
he was about to hug me. I was waiting for him to be like, my number is. You know what I mean? In front of my children. I was having to explain
all
that.
Right. So Gina makes fun of me all the time because guys come up to me and just shake my hand.
Hell yeah.
Like,
you know what?
Like without explanation like, whatsoever.
Listen,
just
man.
Come up
this comes from being
hand.
Like a man's man. Okay. Yeah. This is what you get. Okay. You have to deal with. All right.
Physical contact is kind of awkward. Over a beard, but
well,
he didn't hug
I thought
anything.
That maybe, shit was going to die 3 years ago, but I guess it didn't.
No,
happen.
Maybe your hey brother. Like when you go to hug him, you give me like a firm handshake. Like that's a man's handshake.
Who
that's
said I hug him? I don't hug him.
No. You said the guy.
I go in like
okay. But you said you felt like they were giving you that energy. Like hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
You
know, like. Oh, I thought for sure. And then I guess at the end of it, I was flattered and I didn't know what to say. It's like when people thank me for my service because I'm in the military and they're like, thanks for your service.
Did
it's
you
like,
love that?
No, it's weird, dude. It's awkward. Unless it's like Memorial or Veterans Day or something. You know what I mean? But like
every
it's
day,
just, I don't know. I'm not good with compliments.
Some veterans
I'm not
get
used
hard
to being complimented.
I don't know. It's
I don't. They're like, thank you for your service. And I'm like, yeah, you betcha. And so I still don't know. Sometimes I'm like, it was a fucking nightmare. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Is there been a more awkward, you're welcome? Yeah, absolutely. Man.
Yeah, it's like, I almost feel like some of them want me to be like, I did it just for you, buddy. Just for you, big guy. Little finger guns.
Enjoy that freedom.
That freedom had your name on it, buddy.
You got plenty.
Yep. I was stateside the whole time for you.
But I made a difference.
Yeah, I mowed a lot of grass.
I got a lot of blood pressure from that place.
And I think, and I mean, like, maybe for me, that's why. Because, like, maybe if I, like, I don't know, had to, like, almost die, I might be like, whoa, you're welcome. But, like, for me, I'm like, you know. Like but then, fought. Like, all my buddies that I was in with, they're like, nope, you know, if you went in, you went in. And I'm like, it's true. But anyways, that wasn't what the guy was doing. He was just complimenting on my beard, and it fucking kind of weirded me out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I'm also glad it wasn't somebody that knew me that I should have known, because that's even...
Yeah, you got out of that awkward situation to get right into another one.
But again, I think the third worst scenario would have been the whole time I'm thinking he's about to come up to me, and I'm so conceited, but he really just wanted grapes. So it could have gone
like
a lot of different
ways. Standing there, he's like, excuse me. Oh, my bad, bud.
Yeah. And I'm over there, like, what's up? He's like, bro, the grapes, the cotton candy grapes around you? I need a bag of those. Can you please get
still
the fuck
need
out of the way? Yeah, don't get your beard hair all over them, please, sir.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I don't know why there's not any more greeters. I think, I what's funny is a lot of people, when I grew my beard in 2016, were like, oh, it's a trend. You're going to shave it.
Yeah.
This isn't a trend, dude.
No, I'm not in high school anymore because we talked about this. Also, we had a conversation. What did you have? Did you have the handlebars? Did you have I had the Amish, the no mustache. Dude, yeah. I'm not from that part of Ohio, but I was rocking it. For some reason, it was cool.
Shout out
but
to
I'm
their,
past that phase.
Shout out to their cheese curds.
All day long. We have nothing wrong with cheese curds, dude. The Amish go hard.
Love cheese curds.
Hard for cheese curds. I fuck with cheese curds. We need to have, and dude, shout out to the Amish because they are the first one who said.
Hold on. Did
you
say
it sounded
that?
Like an Amish.
There's no L in Amish. But let's just get past
is
that.
It?
It's all right. You say some Almond, funny words.
Amish.
Sick characters.
Look.
No.
Say character.
All right. Caricature.
Let's start a new segment over funny words that Justin says. Because this is me. Okay, continue about the Almonds. The Almond Brothers. Tell me.
Not the Almond Brothers. The Almish Brothers. Amish Brothers.
They're probably a group.
They're the original beard gang. I mean, I think they're the original beard gang.
But that's what the mustache, the lack of mustache that I'm just confused about. Yeah, is that like a thing?
Yeah, that's weird.
Is that? That's a staple,
I was about
right?
to ask that. Somebody Google that.
I wonder if it's genetic. Is it genetic that they can't grow?
See, I got this gap. They just can't grow any of this.
Is the gap genetic?
No. I don't think so. I don't know. Probably. We're not diving into my history. Genetic? I thought we were diving into Amish people, okay?
Well, we just said it was genetic.
Can we talk about your grandparents here for a second?
Pull up a picture of them. I want to see their mustaches. Your dad's never had facial hair, I don't think. Bill? Has Bill ever facial hair?
He did. I have a picture, actually. We need it for the gram.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you.
If he was in the 70s, he had a mustache.
Yeah, everyone did. But there was a point where he was growing out his... So what am I asking again? Do the Amish only? Why do they not grow mustaches?
Oh, why do they don't grow mustaches? Yeah, and then while you're reading that, Andrew, I thought you were just ripping the biggest vape I've ever seen. And look at this thing. I was like, God, dude.
Hold on, I got this.
He just grabs a gas mask.
It's like, it'd be like, dude, because the battery on that thing, I charge it once a year.
Okay, here we go. Ready? The Amish do not let their mustache grow ever. This tradition dates back hundreds of years in connection to the fact that the Amish refuse to enlist in the military. Oh, you can have a beard but not a mustache? Or maybe it was just mustaches back then. Do you remember that Thousand Ways to Die in the West where they did the mustache?
Hold on. Hold on. First of all, I got two questions.
Go ahead.
Stop.
They're nonviolent people. It goes on. You want me to read a little more? Okay, go ahead.
Dude, no. I don't because don't I need fight. To diagnose or I need to dissect what the fuck you just said, dude. Okay.
Get your scalpel. Go ahead.
So you're expecting me to fucking believe.
Dude, what? I'm not hold expecting that at you some don't have point, to believe it. Go ahead.
Hold on. I have two questions before I say this because I don't want to sound ignorant. Okay. Where the fuck are you getting your facts from? Where are you reading this article?
This is Google.
Is it from like...
No, it's Google. I don't Amish know if you can see it. No, I wish.
Is it WikiLeaks?
Yeah. No, it's not WikiLeaks.
Oh, it's straight up...
Yeah.
Hold on. Leave that there. Amish beard. It's not WikiLeaks, but it's...
Dude. It's your old run-of-the-mill.
Okay, so...
But maybe I should have used Chrome. That's what I'm using now, but...
I see. Okay. All right. Now that you read the rest of that, it made a little more sense. Because at first, the way I read that, just so that the listeners can understand, the way you just said that, I felt like you were saying they didn't grow a mustache because they didn't want to be in the military. Like, at one point, and I was going to look this up because I didn't know if this was true. I've been in the Army.
That was them bucking against the military.
A mustache? A mustache was a requirement?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still confused.
Back in the day, mustaches were associated with the forces. In which they were.
See?
I told you that's what I was saying.
That's why I stopped you. You stopped at a weird part. And I'm like,
let me circle all around.
At what year did the military have this crazy rule? It was like, mustaches only. Get the fuck out. Beard? Get the fuck out. No beard? No mustache? Get out. Mustaches only.
Discriminate, man. Discriminate as hell. Yeah.
I mean, the mustache army. I've heard of that being a movement. I didn't think it was true.
Really?
But here we are.
The irony is now you can't have any facial hair, right?
Yeah, they were like, you know what?
No, they're actually... No. Rewind. Mustaches have always been allowed. And now I understand because it was associated. It was the only facial hair that was allowed. That's why everybody in the military always had a mustache. They kind of looked like they were about to shoot a 70s porn.
Hold on. So you never dabbled? You didn't be like, listen, I just grew out your mustache. Your dad had a sick
mustache. It always
looked
like a caterpillar. It always looked like a caterpillar humping my lip. I didn't have a mustache for a while. In fact, until I decided to do the whole thing, I never had. Because I always felt weird having a mustache. I felt like I was about to shoot a porno. And
they did way more in the 70s, dude. Stop being hung up on the pornos, okay?
All right, blow in a porno.
What happened?
Blow in porno. That was closer to the 80s. No, they did.
They did two things.
Disco
was just blow.
Yeah, you're just like 70s porn. 70s porn. Like, that's where you go. Yeah. The mustache.
They needed a place to keep a little extra Coke. It was just like
that way later on they could just little nummy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
The listeners didn't see that. I was trying to lick my nose.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching the video feed, which that will be on Instagram at some point.
Full effect.
No, but I just felt like and I don't, again, but, I think this is still right now. If you have a mustache, you're into porn. You're doing
that's
porn. Like just a mustache.
That's a stigma. Yeah. I just, I don't know. I think well-bearded men can do porn. Shaved men can do porn. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
All right. Well,
blind people.
We'll Google up.
Well, I think these mustache guys need to go talk to Ron Jeremy and get it straightened out.
Dude, he had a pencil.
He had
beard.
A mustache.
Or mustache, excuse me. Not a, yeah, he had a pencil mustache.
Yeah.
It
no,
was
he
so
did.
Greasy.
He
that's what you need to think of. Like, he's the OG. He's the source. So the thick mustaches, though, which you can grow, like those were established in, you know.
But I got a question. I'm still stuck on this military thing. So don't your gas masks, when you wear your gas masks, don't they?
Yeah, that spray stays in your mustache.
Don't they require a seal on the top of your
they
mouth?
They go around like this. They go around.
Okay. Oh, so they don't constrict.
Same thing, with firefighters. When I was a firefighter, I couldn't have a mustache.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a beard because the mask went around your face and then the nozzle twisted on. And I was like, then I had no facial hair because I'm like, I can't just have a mustache. I personally feel like I look like a porn star, and it's not the look of a porn star. Now that we're back to doing this, the podcast, I'm going to have weird search history in my fucking Google. Because as I'm typing this in, I'm like, God damn.
Elvis without mustache.
No, this one says, are mustaches in porn still a thing? That's my search.
Nice.
I think it is, dude.
All right, so I got more to think
Talk
about.
To me.
I got more to think about. All right. So you know how the Amish do that? What's it called? When they go fuck off and
Rumspringer.
Yeah. So during Rumspringer,
you were really excited
about that. I got this one. I
love that show.
I was on a game show. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Let's get back to Rumspringer.
Do the kids during Rumspringer grow a mustache in rebellion?
Ooh, now we need to interview an Amish person.
You've got all the Amish Google history. Go for it.
Let's find Amish teen with mustache.
Ooh.
Hold up.
Amish and mustache. Yeah, that's got to be in your search engine. Go ahead. It's your turn.
I got some of these search engines are going to make really cool AI art.
Just need a screenshot. After a month.
No, we save.
Yeah.
Look, this is what we do. We save our best search histories of the month and we turn it into AI art.
Yes.
So, like, Amish teen with a mustache smoking cigarette. You know what I mean? Like,
talking
these
to
are
Walmart.
Such good AI these. Art. Yeah. Walmart greeter with no legs.
Lieutenant
Dude, these are
going to
be so good. I won't do our mustaches and porn still a thing because I'm not going to probably like what I see.
Oh, no.
But
all these dudes, like they look like fake beards. It's so weird. It looks like they're just like because they got like these pencil chops on the side, so it looks like it's just
dude.
Fake
so they
string.
Go yeah, they go to those like laser things where they get like a temp tat for like a week, and they just have them penciling like a mustache and sideburns.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like I gotta go back to the homeland.
Yeah, they were saying so mustaches were big.
I cannot find an Amish with mustache.
It can't.
So,
it's a myth.
So,
I don't know.
It's not.
Again,
look,
I can't find one with a mustache. So I'm trying to just I guess they don't like do that as a rebellious stage.
Yeah, they don't want to find a razor, do all that. Have to go back.
Well, I mean, they only do it for 24 hours. What kind of fucking mustache
like
are you going to grow?
I thought it was a week.
Is it?
Oh, it's only 24 hours?
I thought it was a week. Yeah.
Go look it up.
How long?
Because I'm like, you can have, like a 5 o'clock shadow, but what kind of mustache are you planning on these dudes growing?
Yeah. I think it could be as long as you want.
While you're.
Oh, it's 2 years. It's 2 years long.
Oh, dude, you could get a nice ass mustache.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are these kids not growing mustache? We need to go and educate the Amish.
It's lack of education.
The beard gang goes Amish.
Let's get out there in the community.
Let's do it.
Beard gang stashes the Amish. Stashes Amish teens. I don't know.
Makes
how that would
Amish
read.
Butter.
Yeah. Gang, look at bearded gang stash Amish teens. I don't know if this is gonna work.
Yes, it's gonna play out. Don't worry.
We gotta have a different angle.
It sounds like the worst Pornhub title you've ever heard.
Dude, it does, bro.
We got time.
It sounds like something.
See,
it sounds like something else. I don't want to see in AI art. All right. Look, hey, we're going to cut to another commercial. And then after we come back from this, we're going to hit up another segment if we can stay on topic, which is what makes the show so great. So stay tuned. We'll be back. I'm getting a lot of money. Yeah, I'm talking a lot of guapo. We just getting started. Don't be Taco Stalo. I'm trying to build an underground tunnel just like Chapo. Live a bit by the light. Feel like Jet like Barco. I'm getting a lot of money. Yeah, I'm talking a lot of guapo. We just getting started. Don't be Taco Stalo.
Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. So, Kev, you had some more tidbits for us.
I do. I got a fun one. All right, Justin, let's go, man. Beards, bears, Battlestar Galactica. All right. So we're in an Amazon jungle, and a president's daughter has been kidnapped. Like we say, we're not going to talk about politics and religion, but every good movie is based off some political shit. Yeah. That okay, all right.
Yeah, some president in some country, yeah, some land, yeah, that we don't know.
And
of.
So we're in the Amazon jungle,
and this guy's a great dude, and his daughter, bar none, best girl we've ever met. Go ahead.
So we're in an Amazon jungle.
This feels like an Archer episode.
Oh, it might be. This is quite. Why does an Archer have a mustache or a beard? By the way, okay, moving back. He's got Bob's voice though. Okay. Bob's Burgers voice. Great shirt, by the way. Getting back. So we're in an Amazon jungle, and his daughter is being captured. What, held hostage? Let's speak like a human being. Okay. By some tribe that like does that clicking, right, and like and they, so all they right have psychological warfare weapons that they use, and they shoot darts and they do all that. So I want to know who you're going in with to save the daughter. Who the you can even make them bearded. Who the man is, what bear you're gonna use, and what kind of weapon? Like what forces are you gonna go in with?
Because right, I'm going in with my bearded celebrity counterpart that I'm gonna bring in with me. Right? Does that have to be a celebrity? Right?
No, it could be a cartoon. It could be a superhero. Whoever you want, dude. And we're gonna probably make him bearded just because.
Wait, are there any superheroes with beards?
Right, I'm going in with. No, not yet. The fuck, man. It's fucking Stigma. Bullshit. Good catch, Andrew. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah, look that shit bullshit up.
What is going on? Why, yeah. Bearded superheroes. Yes.
Hashtag beard a fucking superhero. God damn it. That's crazy. But anyways, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna have to go with like. I feel like the Liver King.
The Liver King.
Torn.
Yeah, okay.
He's torn the fuck up, bro. Like, he's my.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think his beard should be longer. Is like, it just like look, to look, his look, face?
And,
like,
and I'm not. I won't get into like, is he on steroids? Is he not? The dude's fucking jacked.
He's badass.
Dude. The dude's jacked. I don't care how he got there. Doesn't fucking matter.
Eat
he's
liver
fucking
or not.
Okay. Dude eats fucking testicles like a fucking. Like I do tacos.
There's no way he's not on some P90X or some. Yeah. A little bit of juice.
Dude, something. Sestino 250 something. I don't know what, but he's on some HGH for sure. But anyway, I would take him. He would be like my dude that's like
going into the jungle, rough and rugged. Yeah. Okay.
Like, yep. I know. And I know too, when we're out there, he'd probably bring some fucking food that'd be healthy. Yeah. He'd like, you know,
the most, resourceful.
And then bear, definitely going polar.
Okay? Oh,
I'm definitely going polar.
In that region?
And the reason why, man, dude. I don't know what you, I mean.
I guess they're not like they live in a cold area, climate, but I guess they can go tropical. They go on vacation. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen polar bears at like the zoo and shit.
That Coca-Cola bear is everywhere.
Look, I'm not asking him. I'm not asking him to live long, dude, and prosper. I'm asking him to make it through this fucking fight we're about to get.
That's true.
We're trying to save the president's daughter. If we save the president's daughter, I'll mail him back to the Arctic.
The golden compass had a killer polar bear. Yeah, yeah. I get it. All right.
Look. We're about right now. It's the president's daughter. Are we worried about what jacket he's wearing?
Semantics. I mean, we're too hung up on that. Okay. You're right. Okay.
And then what's the last thing I got to pick?
What's your weapon? What's your Battlestar, man? Battlestar Galactica.
Oh. What's my weapon?
Yeah, man. Don't just like come in guns a blazing. Like you. I mean, give me something.
Does it have to be like? It has to be like a physical weapon.
No, they use psychological. So they're already trying to like get in your brain and mess your thoughts up. Get you to kill the bear to kill you or something, you know?
That's what I said. I'd have to come in like mentally. Like, I think when you're dealing with a tribe that hasn't seen technology, I think I could fuck with them mentally pretty fucking quick. I mean, I fucking, dude, if I come in on a goddamn one wheel, if I pull up on a one wheel, these dudes will be like, what the fuck?
How did that
happen? They'll think I'm fucking shape shifting, bro. They won't even know. I come at them at 13 miles an hour. They won't know what the fuck to do, bro. Okay. I mean, I get a drone or I'm
an alien.
I got this lighter downstairs that's kind of like a taser. I bring a taser? These motherfuckers won't know what to do. There's so many things I could bring that would fuck with their brain.
Minds explode.
Like, yeah, like in this instance, because you have me fighting a tribe that just clicks some dots and shit, they haven't seen shit. Like, I could wow them with some shit that I don't even probably have to be there. Yeah. Distract them with a drone, get the
mustached
girl.
Amish guy. Yep. Yeah. Freak them out.
Yeah, I mean,
no one's seen
that.
Yeah. And I can tell you right now, the polar bear alone would blow their fucking mind.
Yeah.
I'd walk in with a polar bear, they'd be like, they think I'm
a white
God,
guy
bro.
With a white bear? Yeah. What? Yeah. What is going on here?
Yeah. Dude, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that alone. They just hand her over.
Would you ride the polar bear in?
Ooh, yeah, I think you have to, right?
I would imagine if
or you just the bear.
No, if I'm trusting this polar bear to fight with, like I'm picking him as my battle buddy, right? I mean, we gotta be close enough for me to ride his back.
Oh yeah, no, I think you're close enough to do that. He's just saying, like, is that the right way to go in, or do y'all just come in? Does the bear walk?
Yeah,
no. Does the bear walk in standing up, bro? Just like
you can't
chest
see me,
out,
I'm
like ooh.
On the bear's.
Like y'all both walk in with your chest out.
I think it's one of those situations, right? I ride it on the back, right? He does one of those things where he's about to stand up.
And he like slides on his ass and you like skate
off.
Oh, like you're sliding into home.
Off his arm. Right off his arm. And then boom. Okay. I'm standing there. Bear's behind me. I got fucking.
We need our own animation team because this has to be.
Yeah, I got fucking Liver King. Liver King's over there. Eating fucking testicles and shit. You're gonna hand the child over, bro. You're gonna hand the kid over violence. With little violence. They're like, oh shit, wrong fucking tribe. Take your fucking kid back. My bad. So in this instance,
but here's the kicker though. The polar bear gonna fuck up that kid, and then Liver King's gonna come in and eat the fucking liver.
He's not that wild. He's
we're
tame,
talking,
right?
Are we look, like y'all are, no, cool are we talking that. The same? We're talking the same bear that let me ride his back, and then I roll down his shoulder and land it. We talking about that bear? Me and that bear are cool. He's not eating anybody.
This bear right here?
Okay? He's eating one of the fucking people in the tribe if they get too goddamn close. That's what's happening.
Oh!
Yeah, fucking done. Dunzo. Me and this bear, we're chill. You know what I mean? And after this, we're going to go fuck up some sea lions and shit up in Antarctica.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he's got to eat, you know? Maybe see if we can get him to grow a beard.
And guess what? We saved the president's daughter. Dude, meals on me.
That on your resume?
Meals on me.
Hell yeah.
I got you.
Hell yeah.
Meals on me. It ain't on the Liver King because we ain't eating testicles.
Dude, no.
Not
Oval Office dinner?
Not taking with me
in
battle?
Oh, man. It's going
to
be
luxurious. Not taking with him to a potluck.
we don't go.
Battle only.
We don't go that way.
So that's mine. That's mine.
All right.
So I'm going to go with a grizzly / brown bear. Did you guys know, fun fact, that a grizzly and a brown bear are the same bear? It's just that a grizzly bear has access to water and a brown bear
is that
bear
like
not.
A like a tiger and a Bengal tiger?
What do you mean?
Like they're all tigers. Like it's just like a different, they're the same. Grizzly is a brown, you can just call it a brown bear.
No, what do you mean? A tiger and a Bengal tiger?
Aren't those...
What?
I mean, that's a little different because...
I don't think you understand what a fucking
Bengal
tiger
have different markings and shit.
You said... I know, but you said that the brown bear and the grizzly bear are the same bear. But what's the difference?
Yeah, they're both brown and they're both bears. It's just that a grizzly bear has access to water and a brown bear doesn't have access to water.
Hold on. So wait a second. What do you mean by access to... How the fuck is
they just get their water somewhere else?
Like if they live... No, they no. Hold on. If they live near the water, like near the ocean,
they can.
They're a grizzly
in the
bear.
Grizzly realm.
If they live like in Georgia,
if they live like in Georgia, the mountains.
Okay,
that's a
okay.
Brown
so the
bear.
Difference between them is like one of them is closer to the coast.
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically, what you're saying is a grizzly bear is
one of them is an LA is a little LA
snobby.
Dick.
Yeah, little snobby. Yeah.
And then
I've got
and then,
coastal property. I'm a grizzly bear.
Dude, I don't know. Right, I think grizzly bears are badass in Alaska.
And
like,
the other one's like,
people's...
I'm a brown bear.
They're both badass.
I eat out of a trash can.
I don't know. Are the brown bears?
They will fuck you up as soon as they see you.
You don't think I can fight a brown bear? You don't think?
No.
100% not.
You remember the scene from Semi Pro? Was that a grizzly or a brown bear? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Dude.
You gotta last one round, Jackie. Come on. Coffee
blast. Dude, I gotta get that sound bite. I gotta get that sound bite. But dude.
I just think that, like you said, I think they're the pompous ones. Like, well, no, I guess they gotta scrounge for water. So the grizzlies are more like California. Well, that is their flag. Grizzly bear on
the. I just
flag.
Mean like LA. Like they live on the water.
Yeah, because there's grizzly bears in Jersey.
Jersey bears.
Yeah.
You ever been to the Jersey coast?
I mean, they tan a lot, but yeah.
Every one of those bears' names ends in a vowel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man, and I can say that. And I can say that because I'm Italian.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm allowed to say that.
Hey, where the fish here? Where the fuck are the fish at? Hey,
grizzly bears, brown bears. Okay, that's your bear.
And then that's my bear. And then what was the second thing?
Okay, so you need a guy you're going in with a bearded.
Oh, guy, yeah. a bearded guy. All right,
and you can add a beard like it does.
Oh, I know who I was thinking. Conor McGregor.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
That seems like a little bit of a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
he's about to fuck everybody up.
Yeah, and he's don't judge him by his height.
Hell
how
yeah.
tall is he? Out of curiosity.
5'8"?
He's like 5'6".
He's like 5'7", 5'8".
He's like 5'6".
He's closer to your height.
Dude, closer. First of all, relax, okay?
I'm not height.
It just depends on which convenience store Justin's leaving.
I mean, I'm short. But 5'7" is average. Tell me 5'7" is average.
Yeah, average-ish.
5'7" is average.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How tall are you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm 5'7".
No, see, that's average. And this, hold on, in this podcast here, it's pretty average. That's not average.
Is
2 out of 3, we win, bitch.
Are we like, are we rounding up? Aren't you allowed to round up on your license? No, I'm 5'10". Like that can be fact checked. I'm 5'10". Not just because it says it on my license, okay?
We're going to fact check it this weekend, guys. So stand by for the evidence on Instagram.
Need it.
All right. So you're going Conor McGregor.
Right.
Conor McGregor with
a grizzly?
With a grizzly, because, his is real.
Yeah.
He had plenty of water.
It's, dude, Conor McGregor is fitting the bill for
I want mine with a gold chain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, a weapon. See,
honestly,
I was thinking that I think I'd distract them with my phone and then like call in an airstrike while they're distracted.
Okay, so you're using the same weapon, but you like give one more step. We're like, oh hey, and then you click the button, and then
he'd be like,
you got airstrike.
Look at this really cool button.
The phone's
airstrike
for you
on speed dial.
And it explodes. Yeah, there you go. I gotta have a line.
Yeah, I can do. That's the best line. Isn't it? The phone's for you.
Ring.
Run.
They're dead. All right. Okay. All right.
Dude. All right, Kev. What about you, Kev?
All right. Here
Come on.
You go. I'm going in with Batman, and he's gonna have a full, luxurious beard. Mm. Okay.
Nice.
And I'm.
Was any of the Batman all like?
No, because he was Bruce Wayne, and Bruce Wayne had to be clean cut once again. Why? I mean, even if he had like a to the face beard, you know what I mean? Like one of those clean cut that,
We bearded Bruce Wayne in season 1.
I don't think
I'm pretty sure we booted Bruce. I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't know about that one.
And I'm pretty sure the Batman we did still had the mask on. I'm pretty sure when we bearded it.
Yeah, because it's just the eyes. Yeah. That would be sick, dude. Yeah. The back to the non superheroes.
The mask, though, the
like
mask should be in the shape of a beard.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
So it's just part of the costume.
Yeah. So it's protected.
It's protected.
You gotta protect the beard.
Beards? Yeah. Beards are beautiful. They're not bulletproof.
He's gotta be, his face is his moneymaker. You know, Bruce Wayne gets out there, he's gotta make a bunch of appearances. Yeah, I get it.
And that's why people at work are suspicious, because he's like, well, dude, he's got that glorious beard, and so does Batman.
No, beard, he tucks Batman, it in, Batman, though. Beard. He hides the beard. That's a good point that you made, because he's gotta hide the beard, because if he's got that beard just flying around, they'll be like, oh, I can spot that beard from anywhere. That's Bruce. That's Bruce up there flying around.
That's Bruce's beard. See, and the Bruce we know is ruined fucking dude, anybody named Bruce.
When can we get
ever.
Bruce on the podcast? Let's just be honest.
Fucking, oh my God, dude. Can we have nail talk?
Alexa, Alexa, can you do my interview from...
Alexa, yeah. Dude, nothing's better than an old person trying to talk to Alexa. Alexa, dude, oh my God, sorry, don't say shit, bitch. Shut up, cancel. God damn it.
Dude, we have some characters, I'm telling you, bro.
Alexa, cancel.
It would be great to have some of these people from our past on the cast. Dude. I don't know.
Dude, that's what we'll call. We'll do an episode one day, and we'll do it. We'll do them. We'll have to do it like throughout the season, and we'll call them cast from the past. And
dude, I'm, bring an dude, old friend. I'm telling you.
Everybody should bring an old friend. Dude. Like Nick. We need to have
so
Nick,
many
Andrew.
Fun people.
We need to get Nick on here because I have some good memories with Nick too. Nick is fucking hilarious,
and he's got a beard.
See, does he?
You don't listen. Hey, listen. Yeah. Let's say it again for all the listeners. You don't need a beard to be on the show, but you do
just to be in the gang.
In the gang.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
Yes.
We're going to always say that. Yes. We're going to reiterate that every time.
So,
we talk all right. About it.
So,
it's like a Batman flying in with a sick ass, like, beard cover added to his costume. Yep. His costume has been altered. I just think about it like those masks that, like, LeBron, like the basketball players wear, like, before they outlawed them, the black ones. Just go
carbon
all the way.
Fiber ones?
Just go all the way down. Yeah. I just see it. Like, okay. All right. So, and I'm taking, because we got a lot of trees, I'm taking a koala bear. Yeah.
Dude, you know what, though? They're fucking mean as shit, bro.
They are.
Yeah.
But
they are not cute and cuddly.
One thing I got to be careful.
They are not cute and cuddly.
Is they sleep 23 hours a day, by the way. Does anyone know that? No, maybe it's 22 hours a day. So I got like a small window before like, I got to get in there.
Yeah.
Before the dude's at
like
the end of
your
it.
Decision on when, your decision on when to strike is when that fucking bear is awake.
As soon as he wakes up. We got 1 hour. We got to wake up.
Batman's over there like, ugh, like pacing and shit. He's so pissed.
Bruce, what are you doing? You're supposed to be Batman.
I've been waiting for this koala bear to wake up for 4 hours. This is fucking bullshit. We strike
again.
Now.
Again. Yeah.
Even Robin doesn't sleep this long.
No, no. He's on call.
That's bullshit. Dude, all right, so, dude, that was a great segment.
I'm taking a hold on.
Weapon.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
weapon.
Hold on now.
Sorry.
Like, I know
the koala
Batman
bear in,
my, is
in and
enough.
Of itself is
his
a weapon.
Agility with the koala bear and the Batman, you know. But I'm bringing in the super soaker with liquid hot lava. Liquid, an altered super superhero. Yeah, I know that they're smart. They're going to try to get my mind. The koala bear, I've trained him now. So he's not only going to come from the trees, but he can shoot. He's up there just, you know what I mean?
Dude,
like, you can train a monkey, you can train a koala bear.
I have a question. What's this water gun made out of that it can hold a hot magma?
You're,
dude, Arthur? Isn't that his butler? He makes all the gadgets for Batman, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but, dude, has he made a lava gun?
Not
has
yet.
He made a lava gun? I mean.
He just altered Batman's
to.
Suits
figure it out.
To, like, hide the beard, bro. Yeah. Come on, dude.
He's still coming off. He's still coming off the beard.
This dude is on a next level, dude.
Hey,
he never,
I guess
never dies.
You should be glad you picked Batman because you have a guy in your corner that can make shit like that. Because the koala bear is going to be lucky to figure out how to use it.
That's true. I think if you train a monkey, you can train a koala bear. That's just my stance.
Dude,
know? I don't know.
I don't think they're the same. I don't think they're the same.
That's one thing we got to look up. Okay. We got to get to the bottom of that too.
No, I
are
think
they
we're,
trainable?
We've come. We've,
no,
they're
no,
trainable,
the
but
end.
They're not a monkey, dude.
They're
all right. Sorry to say this because koala bears are cute.
Let's not.
But they're so dumb that they died in a wildfire because they wouldn't get down from the trees.
I'm not
because
doing
they're
it.
Sleeping.
I'm not
they were like, "Hey, sleep is- hey it's hot up here.
You better.
I'm just gonna stay.
I'm gonna take this first
you better make
layer
sure
off."
That- And that koala is probably not even gonna want to fight unless there's a nap on the other side of it, dude. Okay.
Yeah, and don't they have pouches too? Aren't they like kind of like mini kangaroos where they just let their young sleep like in their belly?
Yeah.
So now you got the mom and the baby dying because they're sitting there napping. Damn.
All right. Well, we'll end this segment real quick with a quick little scene that I thought was funny. We'll keep it all audio.
We just started. Get these people a show, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Test them out.
I'm just gonna be right over here.
Come on, Jerry.
You just nothing but a dumb bear smack dick. Yeah.
I love how the bear reaches his hands up and he's like, come on. And he's like, getting slapped him.
This is fine. He's not doing anything.
Dude, you're right. I think that's a good one.
Flip! Can you dig it?
Dude, dude, you should see bears wait till you turn your back.
All right. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll have the last little segment to close it up. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. This is going to be our last segment until the next one. Kev, what you got for us?
All right, man. We've been having a lot of fun this cast, but I'm going to get more serious. I'm gonna ask you guys, what do you think is the most influential beard? And I'm just going to jump out there, and I'm going to go with Teddy Roosevelt. That's, I mean, come on. Like, probably, ooh, arguably, one of the sickest presidents ever. Hunted buffalo and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, mm-hmm, like, he was, you know, everyone thinks of Abraham, but Abraham didn't have a mustache either, did he?
Bro, that was mine.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
But, like, he went back to the Amish. No. Was he half Amish? Was he quarter Amish? Was he? Someone looked at him.
No, he didn't like the military.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I can think of, I mean, dude, there's been a lot of great beards of history.
That's what I mean. Like, I could probably go on, but that's what I was thinking of. What do you?
Last year, didn't we do a for Christmas, the 25 Beards of Christmas?
That was sick. Yes, it was. Was there a lot of influential beards?
I think we had looked up people that had beards, and we're like, on day number whatever, this guy had a beard. I have to go back and look it up.
Did we start or did we end it with Jesus? We ended with
Jesus. Yeah, we ended, obviously, the greatest beard of all time. The reason for the season. The best bearded man. All, dude, you know, him and all 12 disciples, dude, were bearded up.
Once,
bro,
again, I, we're guarantee not going all political, we're not going religious, but damn, did Jesus have a sick beard, bro.
Look, you could take religion for what you want. You could believe it or not believe it, but there was a book about this dude, and regardless, him and all 12
of them. It's pretty popular. Yeah. They all have beards?
Whether the other stuff is whatever, y'all can decide and read the book, but regardless, that man had a beard, and so did all.
This year, we just get, like, two different versions of each disciple through Christmas Eve.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how you would find it, right?
What?
I don't know. I just know due to the time.
They got to make a Bible with pictures.
There's
scripture pictures.
Okay, yeah, a little kid's Bible.
I'm sure there's a kid's Bible we can find.
Yeah, there is.
So they'll all be bearded if this is factual.
I'll order it. I'm sure I can find it on Amazon.
Anything on Amazon.
Picture book Bible.
I might be able to dig one out. I went to Catholic school. I might have.
I was going
to
say, my mom, my parents taught CCD. I'm sure they have something.
Yeah, there's got to be something. We need to do this where we make these phone calls too on the cast sometimes and ask questions. Parents? Why not, dude?
Yikes.
You're on the cast.
I'm game. Dude, I'm gay because it'll be great content.
The question,
so impulsive.
Yeah, the question is, with Justin's dad, do we have an hour?
Oh, yeah, my dad will go into it. My dad will want to be on the cast. He'll be like, my dad will be like, cue me in.
Listen,
how do we get in on this?
Does he have a beard or not? Okay? I need an answer. Yeah. You're my phone friend.
My dad's, hey.
Hit me down.
My dad's got a beard. And yeah. He could fill up 56 minutes and we probably wouldn't say anything.
Dude, influential.
Yeah.
That's why I love him. Daddy.
That's why I love him. Because of him, I'm good at radio.
That's sick.
Or podcasting, but the new medium for radio.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andrew, you never gave us yours. So I was going to say Abraham. Well, Lincoln.
All right. Abraham Lincoln.
Dude, I saw a sick tattoo of somebody like Socrates, like on their arm the other day. He had like a sick ass beard too. Like, yeah.
Dude, Andrew's got a sick tat. One day we'll go through like tats, but I only have one in mind. Like a prison person did it. So.
It does a little bit.
Stick art.
No, a little bit. It absolutely looks like, or a child. One of the two. I'd rather say a prison tat than a child.
I know somebody who can fix that. Don't you worry. Okay. Let's not go into that.
No bueno.
Hey, actually, check it out. It's a great tattoo artist.
Shout
Johnny
out to
Animal.
Pistola Podge.
Yes.
The best artist. The best tattoo.
He'll
artist.
He'll tat anything.
But anyways, who you got?
All right. You know what? I'm gonna go with a little New England sports and go David Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Boston, big poppy.
David Ortiz had a big poppy. Yeah, because that was the season. Like I just remember the season that all the Red Sox players had beards.
Yeah, that was sick. Yeah, oh, that's cool. Yeah, because he had like left New York and you can't wear any facial hair there. Those bastards.
Yeah.
What's up with the Yankees? That's another reason to hate them, okay? Let's jump on
the Yankees. I will take a stand on this. If I alienate people, fuck that. I'm a Red Sox fan. Fuck the Yankees.
Well, I honestly think they did it to themselves when you can't grow a beard on the baseball team. You kind of alienate yourself.
You're not allowed to put your name on the back of the jerseys. Like, dude,
I can tell you right now, you definitely alienate yourself from having any males fans. I mean...
Who likes pinstripes? Are we trying to make these guys look skinny?
It's too much.
Who are we cheating here?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for prison. One of them to have a base hit and then pull out Mentos and be like, Mentos, the fresh mate.
They're just doing ads on the bases.
It's too much. Do you not remember that pinstripe suit commercial where the guy sat on a chair vertically? He sat on a chair sitting up this way, stood up and had pinstripes on his back. So then he laid in it and somehow got him all uniform and made it to the interview on time. Need to
put that on the Instagram.
You remember that one?
Put that. Find that.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he's like Mentos, the freshman. You're telling me if I buy these mints, I'll fucking fuck around and make my
absolutely
make a mistake something great. Give me those fucking mints. Give them to me.
Yes, dude.
All right.
So who was?
Well, what a great episode.
All right, guys. So what's going on with the next episode?
Yeah, we any sneak peeks you want to give us, Quip?
I want to give you.
You got a little smack.
I got some thoughts.
I heard we're gonna have a little bright idea or bright side with with Andrew.
Yeah, bright lights. That's the bright lights are coming.
Should we give them a teaser of like what it's going to be about, or are we just going to
we're just giving them the title.
Yeah.
Look, we got to work on
it. Just bright ideas.
Quip's going to unlock some
ideas. You got to come back. Figure it out.
And trust me, we are going to make sounders for these. So when the segments come up, we're going to have sounders. It's going to happen.
Sounders.
No, called sounders. A sounder is something you have before a segment.
I thought that was
called a sounder. No,
it's called
a sounder.
Brother.
A sounder. No, a sounder lets you know what you're getting into, what you're doing next. It's the sounder. So maybe we'll do something like bright, 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 bright corner.
Kanye West. Bright, bright, bright.
I like that.
Dude, don't you worry. We'll have a segment. Just jam out.
Yeah.
And be like,
and that's what a sounder does. A sounder gets you like, yo, you ready for
the
segment?
Can you imagine the different kind of vibe you'll come in when you just have the right type of sound? You're like,
Me and we'll all work together and make sure Andrew has a sounder before his segment, and then
we'll get you the sounder.
Quib,
what was your
Mr. Quib Lockery, Mr. Kevin Lockery. I'm gonna unlock some keys to make your week better. We're gonna talk about some things, you know. To just help you out, you know, because we all got to tackle.
I could use
yeah,
some
I
of
got
that.
You.
Can I get
absolutely,
some of those?
dude, plenty.
Lock me in,
lock me in. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, don't worry, it's
get
coming.
That time locked in.
So we're gonna have some fun. Yeah, we're gonna talk about some
all
crazy
right,
stuff,
cool.
man.
All right, man. Well, I'm pumped. I think this is another great episode. Don't forget, you guys can catch every single episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. And all of your favorite RSS readers, you can check us out on Instagram too. It is beard_gang_podcast.
Gang.
So check us out. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Bye.
Beard gang, beard gang, you don't know nothing. Beard gang, come join the discussion. Beard gang, what you want to know? What you wanna know? Beard gang, welcome to the show.
Can you hear my dogs?
Yeah, no, you're good. No, I can hear your dog. I do now. Good. What the fuck is Ruthie saying?
Dude, she just talks shit like all the time.